Kuncha Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari Jaya Jaya Kobichanavalahaba Girivana Dani Jaya Kobichana Jaya Kobichanavalahaba Girivana Dani Jaya Kobichana Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari Jaya Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari Jaya Jaya Kobichana Valahava Girivana Dhani Jaya Jaya Kobichana Valahava Girivana Dhani Jaya Kobichana Valahava Girivana Dhani Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari Jaya Jaya Gauranitai Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Jagannath Jagannath Jaya Balade Jaya Subhaja Jaya Jaya Rukmini Durgadish Rukmini Durgadish Rukmini Durgadish Rukmini Durgadish Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jaya, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jaya, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Vishnu Padapana Mahamsa Parira Chakcharya, Ashtodada Sattva Shri Srima, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Foundacharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Padapana Mahamsa Prayra Chakcharya, Ashtodara Satta Shri Shrima, His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasadi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prince Kaho, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadhatra, Sri Vasari, Gaura Bhakta Vinda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Gaur Kobinan Shamakum Radhakum, Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Sri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai, Sri Jagannapuri Dham Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Chamuna Mai Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vinda Ki Jai, Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai, Transcendental Prasadam Distribution Ki Jai, Harirama Sanketan Ki Jai, ISKCON Yutogadam Ki Jai, Nithai Gaura Pramanandi Hari Hari Haribo, All glories to the Sambodhi Bodhis, Hare Krishna, All glories to the Sambodhi Bodhis, Hare Krishna, All glories to the Sambodhi Bodhis, Hare Krishna, All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 3, Text Number 50 through 76. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So I just read, you know, whatever, you know, words myself. Vyakta Hari Bhagavate Kaha Bara Bara Kari Yuga Dhamma Nama Sanketana Sara. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is repeatedly and clearly said that the essence of religion in the age of Kali is the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. So, in the Brihan Naradiya Purana, it is said also that Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevanam, Karo Nastyeva, 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 Gatyanyata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There's no other way, there's no other way, there's no other way. So he's confirmed here. Text number 51. Iti tvapala Ubisha Stuvanti Chaka Ishvaram Nana Tancha Vidanena Karavapi Yatashinu. O King, in this way, people in Dwapara Yuga worship the Lord of the universe. In Kali Yuga, they also worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by regulations of the revealed scriptures. Kindly now hear of that from me. Purport. This verse is spoken by Saint Karabhajana in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.31. Text number 52. Krishna Vana Tishan Krishna Sankopankascha Pashadam Yagya Sanketana Prayai Yajanti hi su medasa. In the age of Kali, intelligent person perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Purport. This text is from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained this verse in his commentary on the Bhagavatam known as Krama Sandhava, wherein he says that Lord Krishna also appears with a golden complexion. That golden Lord Krishna is Lord Chaitanya, who is worshipped by intelligent men in this age. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam by Gaga Muni, who said that although the child Krishna was brackish, he also appears in three other colors, red, white, and yellow. He exhibited his white and red complexions in the Satya and Treta age, respectively. He did not exhibit the remaining color, yellow gold, until he appeared as Lord Chaitanya, who is known as Gaurahari. Sri Jiva Goswami explains that Krishna Vanam means Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Vana and Krishna Chaitanya are equivalent. The name Krishna appears with both Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Krishna. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he always engages in describing Krishna and thus endures transcendental bliss by chanting and remembering his names and form. Lord Krishna himself appears as Lord Chaitanya to preach the highest gospel. Lord Chaitanya always chants the holy name of Krishna and describes it also. And because he is Krishna himself, whoever meets him will automatically chant the holy name of Krishna. It reminds me, in the introduction of this Srimad Bhagavatam, there a story tells that when Lord Chaitanya desired to go to Vrindavan, so he passed through the jungle of Jarikanda. And all the wild animals also joined his Sankirtan movement. The wild tigers, elephants, bears, deer, and deers all together accompanied the Lord. And the Lord accompanied them in Sankirtan. By this, Lord Chaitanya proved that by the propagation of the Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting and glorifying of the name of the Lord, even the wild animals can live in peace and friendship. And what to speak of men who are supposed to be civilized? So no man in the world will refuse to join the Sankirtan movement, nor is the Lord's Sankirtan movement restricted to any caste, creed, color, or species. Here is direct evidence of his great mission. He allowed even the wild animal to partake in his great movement. So now let's continue. And later, we automatically chant the holy name of Krishna and later describe it to others. He injects one with transcendental Krishna consciousness, which merges the chanter in transcendental bliss. In all respects, therefore, he appears before everyone as Krishna, either by personality or by sound. Simply by seeing Lord Chaitanya, one at once remembers Lord Krishna. One may therefore accept him as Vishnu Tattva. In other words, Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna himself. Sangopankasha Pashadam further indicates that Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna. His body is always decorated with ornaments of sandalwood and with sandalwood paste. By his super excellent beauty, he subdues all the people of the age. In other descents, the Lord sometimes used weapons to defeat the demoniac. But in this age, the Lord subdues them with his all-attractive figure as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Jiva Goswami explains that his beauty is his astra or weapon to subdue the demons. So it reminds me the story of Jagai Madai. We know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to send his confidential servant to go out to preach this Krishna consciousness. So there was one time he sent Lord Nityananda along with Haridas Thakur to go and preach. And somehow, they approach the most fallen person of that time, Jagai Madai. They are so fallen, they are not only drunkards, but they are also, women hunters, And Lord Nityananda, he was thinking, if I can make them Krishna devotee, then the mission of Lord Chaitanya will be successful. So Lord Nityananda approached those two brothers, telling them, my dear brother, please chant the holy name of Krishna. But those two, our brother, because they are drunkard, they are so sinful. So instead of following the instructions of Lord Nityananda, they pick up a stone and hit Lord Nityananda's forehead. So Lord Nityananda started to bleed. And then immediately Haridas Thakur, he ran to Lord Chaitanya and told what had happened. And Lord Chaitanya, in the beginning, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very furious, very angry. So immediately he called up his Sudarshan Chakra, wants to chop off the head of those two demons. But no Nityananda pleaded, "My dear Lord, you know, this is not your mission. You are here not to kill them, but to, you know, rectify them, kill the demoniac, you know, mentalities." And because of Lord Chaitanya's, Lord Nityananda's pleading, so Lord Chaitanya didn't kill those two guys. And asked them, by that time, those two brothers, they were very, their heart become soft, softened, you know. They fell at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Yeah. And then Lord Chaitanya ordered them that from now on, you should stop all the sinful activities and just chant Hare Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, spared the life of Jagai Madhai. Yeah. Reminds me this story. So Lord Chaitanya, Swarupam is his asha, his beauty, his mercy. Because he is all attractive, it is to be understood that all the demigods lived with him as his companions. He acts with uncommon, his acts were uncommon, and his associates wonderful. When he propagated the Sankirtan movement, he attracted many great scholars and acharyas, especially in Bengal and Orissa. Lord Chaitanya is always accompanied by his first associates like Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhara, and Srivas. Srila Jiva Goswami cites a verse from the Vedic literature which says that there's no necessity of performing sacrificial demonstrations or ceremonial functions. He comments that instead of engaging in such external pompous exhibitions, all people, regardless of caste, color, or creed, can assemble together and chant Hare Krishna to worship Lord Chaitanya. Krishna Vanam Tisha Krishnam indicates that prominence should be given to the name of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya taught Krishna consciousness and chanted the name of Krishna. Therefore, to worship Lord Chaitanya, everyone should together chant Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's why it is said, you know, it's easy to worship the Gaura-Nitai deities. We can simply satisfy them by chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Yeah. To propagate worship in churches, temples, or mosques is not possible because people have lost interest in that. But anywhere and everywhere, people can chant Hare Krishna, thus worshipping Lord Chaitanya. That worshipping Lord Chaitanya, they can perform the highest activity and fulfill the highest religious purpose of satisfying the Supreme Lord. Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a famous disciple of Lord Chaitanya, said, "The principle of transcendental devotional service has been lost. Sri Krishna Chaitanya has appeared in order to deliver again the process of devotion. He is so kind that he is distributing love of Krishna. Everyone should be attracted more and more to his lotus feet, as humming bees are attracted to a lotus flower." Text number 53. Sunabai Esaba Chaitanya Mahima Eshroke Kahe Tanra Mahima Rasima. My dear brother, please hear all these glories of Lord Chaitanya. This verse clearly summarizes his activities and characteristics. Krishna Krishna edu vanasada yana muke atava Krishna ke tinho vananicha suke. The two syllables Krishna are always in his mouth, or he constantly describes Krishna with his great pleasure. So, because time is not enough, maybe I can just skip the Sanskrit, okay? Okay, I just read the translation. Text number 55. These are two meanings, there are two meanings of the word Krishnavana. Indeed, nothing else but Krishna issues from his mouth. Text number 56. If someone tries to describe him as being of blackish complexion, the next adjective Tisha Akrishnam immediately restricts him. Text number 57. His complexion is certainly not blackish. Indeed, his not being blackish indicates that his complexion is yellow. Text number 58. By performing the sacrifice of congregational chanting of the holy name, learned scholars in the age of Kali worship Lord Krishna, who is now non-brackish because of the great upsurge of the feelings of Srimati Radharani. He is the only worshipable deity for the Paramahamsas, who have attained the highest stage of the fourth order sannyas. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, show us his great causeless mercy. Purport. This verse is Dvitiya Sri Chaitanya Staka 1 from the Stava Mala of Srila Rupa Goswami. So from here we can understand that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually none different than Krishna, but who comes in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Text number 59. One can vividly see his glowing complexion of molten gold, which dispels the darkness of ignorance. Text number 60. The sinful life of the living being results from ignorance. To destroy that ignorance, he has brought various weapons, such as his plenary associates, his devotees, and the holy name. Text number 61. The greatest ignorance consists of activities, whether religious or irreligious, that are opposed to devotional service. They are to be known as sin, kamasha. Text number 62. Rising his arms, chanting the holy name, and looking upon all with deep love, he drives away all sins and floods everyone with love of Godhead. Text number 63. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the form of Lord Sri Chaitanya, bestow his causeless mercy upon us. His smiling glance at once drives away all the bereavements of the world, and his very words enliven the auspicious creepers of devotion by expanding the leaves. Taking shelter of his lotus feet invokes transcendental love of God at once. Purport. This verse is Dvitiya Sri Chaitanya Staka 8 from the Stava Mala of Srila Rupa Goswami. Text number 64. Anyone who looks upon his beautiful body or beautiful face becomes freed from all sins and obtains the wealth of love of Godhead. Text number 65. In other incarnations, the Lord descended with armies and weapons, but in this incarnation, his soldiers are his plenary parts and associates. Text number 66. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always the most worshipable deity of the demigods, including Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, who came in the garb of ordinary men, bearing love for him. He instructs his own pure devotional service to his own devotees. Will he again be the object of my vision? Purport. This verse is Prathama Sri Chaitanya Staka 1 from the Stava Mala of Srila Rupa Goswami. So from here we can understand that actually, you know, Krishna is so kind in order to deliver us from this miserable condition of life. He personally come as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us how we can become perfect by becoming a devotee of Sri Krishna. Yeah. Text number 67. His plenary parts and associates perform the work of weapons as the own specific duties. Please hear from me another meaning of the word anga. Text number 68. According to the evidence of the revealed scriptures, a bodily limb, anga, is also called a part, amsha, and a part of a limb is called a partial part, upanga. Text number 69. O Lord of Lords, you are the seer of all creation. You are indeed everyone's dearest life, and you are not therefore my father Narayan. Are you not therefore my father Narayan? Narayan refers to one whose abode is in the water born from Nara, Gavadaksha Vishnu, and that Narayan is your plenary portion. All your plenary portions are transcendental. They are absolute and are not creation of Maya. Purport. This text was spoken to Lord Krishna by Brahma in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.14. Text number 70. The manifestation of the Narayan who predominates in everyone's heart, as well as Narayan who lives in the water, Karana, Gaba, and Shira, is your plenary portion. You are therefore the original Narayan. Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Although Krishna has so many incarnations, expansions, but Krishna is actually the original personality of Godhead. Text number 71. The word anga indeed refers to plenary portions. Such manifestations should never be considered products of material nature, for they are all transcendental, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Purport. In the material world, if a fragment is taken from an original object, the original object is reduced by the removal of that fragment. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not at all affected by the action of Maya. The Ishapanishad says, Om Punam Ada Punam Idam Puna Puna Udachate Puna Sha Puna Adaya Puna Eva Vashishate. The personality of Godhead is perfect and complete, and because He is completely perfect, all emanations from Him, such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in itself. Because He is complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from Him, He remains the complete balance. Sri Ishapanishad invocation. In the realm of the Absolute, 1 plus 1 equals 1, and 1 minus 1 equals 1. Therefore, one should not conceive of a fragment of the Supreme Lord in the material sense. In the spiritual world, there is no inference of the material energy of or material calculation of fragments. In the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that the living entities are His parts and parcels. There are innumerable living entities throughout the material and spiritual universes, but still, Lord Krishna is full in Himself. To think that God has lost His personality because of His many parts and parcels are distributed all over the universe is an illusion. That is a material calculation. Such calculations are possible only under the influence of material energy, Maya. In the spiritual world, the material energy is conspicuous only by its absence. In the category of Vishnu Tattva, there's no loss of power from one expansion to the next, any more than there is a loss of illumination as one candle kindles another. Thousands of candles may be kindled by an original candle, and all will have the same candle power. In this way, it is to be understood that although all the Vishnu Tattvas from Krishna and Lord Chaitanya to Ram, Nishinha, Varaha, and so on, appear very different features in different ages, all are equally invested with supreme potency. Demigods such as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva come in contact with the material energy, and their power and potency are therefore of different gradations. All the incarnations of Vishnu, however, are equal in potency, for the influence of Maya cannot even approach them. Text number 72. Sri Advaita Prabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu are both plenary portion of Lord Chaitanya. Thus, they are the limbs, angas, of His body. The parts of these two limbs are called upangas. Text number 73. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So I just stop here. Are there any questions or comments? You have any question, Prabhu? Okay, so we will stop here. Thank you very much for coming. Gantraj Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai.